You know, the one thing that Sadie is saying, of course, is if it saves one life, you know,
life
is priceless.
I heard Jane Val, what's that chick's name? Issues with Jane on like CNN, or she's one of the new pundits that they've got. And yeah. She's got a show called Issues with Jane something.
Okay.
And that's exactly what she on national news. She says about the red light cameras.
Right.
If it saves one life.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who's been in any sort of political argument context for more than about 6 months.
Right. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous unless it's my life. But other than that.
Well, anyway, they have.
There's no value.
I pulled this thing down called The Price of Life, and it was price interesting because this is the 9/11 family payouts.
Oh.
And this is by income level.
What a buzz. Uh-huh.
If you had no income.
What the hell were you doing?
The payout was $786,000.
What?
Yeah.
If you were the bum sleeping at the base of the towers that day.
Yeah.
$786,000.
That's right. Your family got that, or you did, or something. Okay, now, what's interesting is...
Talk about spare change.
America.
Talk about change.
So if your income was 25 to 99... Well, now, let me just see. If your income was 25 to 99,000...
You weren't in that building that day.
Okay. Well, let me tell you. There were the number of claims. There were 50 over... There were almost 1,600 claims. And the average was $1.5 million.
Yeah, I bet.
So that's is their price on life. So there you are.
Well, because remember, most of the people also that perished were in the upper floors, which was
let me tell you,
traditionally a little more expensive rent.
Yeah,
there.
Well, it's interesting because if your income was there were 8 people who were claimed of income of $4 million or more, and they only got $6.3 million. If you do a ratio thing, yes.
What?
Yeah, no, hard to believe.
Now that's like you're getting ripped off, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're losing.
You
four
got a lifestyle. You're selling
you
the Ferrari.
Sell the
yeah, but I mean, the people that made $100,000, you know, cleaned up. $2.3 million.
Yeah.
Whereas the guy $4 million, you know, you don't need the money. Well, anyway, by occupation, you'll love this.
Right.
The average award for food workers.
Right.
$1.3 million. Man. Fire department $1.6 million. Technology and computers.
Wait a second. Fire department, 1.6?
1.6.
They got just above the hairnet lady? The fire department?
The dude who's working the guy fries.
Who, yeah, the guy that
right. on the 27th floor.
Yeah,
$1.3 million. The guy's still running upstairs with the big hatch
tanks on.
Yeah, right now. He got 1.6.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, now the technology and computer people.
The IT guy.
Yeah, $1.8 million. Okay, now you ready for this? The finance people, $2.4 million.
Well, so, they're doing the finance. They're doing the. You know,
no, but I mean, there was finance going on in that building.
Right,
and of course, if you were you know, a financial guy, you got to the average was 2.0. So anyway, then apparently they also have the military figures out. The military is a little bit less. Military life insurance is $400,000. The death gratuity is $100,000.
Thanks for dying.
Yeah, that's right. Lump sum. And the Social Security death benefit, if you're Social Security, your death benefit is $255.
Death tip.
That's your death tip.
You get a death tip. Look at that. 18%. It's got to be 18% of a party of six or more, right?
So
pine box. We'll get you a hole anyway.
What I like about this, Social Security survivor benefits, total over a lifetime, $1.24 million is what they figure somebody's worth. So anyway, they had a bunch of stuff here. I just thought it was kind of interesting to see that the courts have one way.
Price of life.
The
baby.
Price of life. There is, in fact, definitely a price of life. So
no question.
And so when you
hallelujah.
Hear this, life is priceless, or price is lifeless, or if it saves one, that is all such unbelievable bullshit. Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Wrong.